this Autumn Cross Country is really the first serious litmus test of where everybody's at in terms of those who, you know, in a national sense. So this is always and always has been, you know, a good indicator of what's ahead for the winter months and how people have prepared, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the good news is that the Masters trials went extremely well for Donegal athletes. I'll come to that in a second. The junior and the senior end of it didn't go all that well, and that's maybe a bit scary. But, you know, let's talk with the seniors, first of all. And Nikita Burke was the best of the Donegal athletes. She's from Letterkenny Athletic Club. She was 17th. In the senior ladies race, and the best Donegal male athlete was 28th, and that was Jared Gallagher of Thin Valley. So that was the only story from the senior thing, and you know, it's a bit off the pace, to be honest. Then we had the other good story from the under 20 girls from a Donegal perspective. It's about a girl called Mia McCalmont. Now, Mia McCalmont is a student at the Abbey Vocational School in Donegal Town. She was a school's cross country international, and really she's the future of distance running in the years ahead if she contains it and maintains it and you know, stays focused over the next couple of years, because she's a very, very, very impressive looking young athlete. Today she finished second in the junior girls, and you know, if she continues with that form, there's a possibility that she'll be selected for the European juniors in maybe 6-7 weeks' time. So she's just got to keep form and keep her head down. So that's the story about the junior women. There was nothing to report from the junior men. And then the good news story was about the master athletes. The background of the situation is that this event, this race, these races are used as trial races for an international in Swansea, which will be held next month. And Donegal athletes have always been a prominent aspect of the national team in that. And today was no different. The top performance by a master athlete today, and the athlete who received the award, the Jim McNamara Award for the top athlete, the top master athlete of all the athletes today, was Finn Valley athlete and Donegal senior cross country champion Teresa McGloin, Teresa Doherty. She returned a time of 21:02, and it was an outstanding run from her. So she's in good form as she approaches the Donegal senior championships, and I think she'll be going for about her eighth title, you know, if she should nail it on the 4th of November at Ballybuffet. So we'll have to wait and see. But a great run from Teresa McGloin. She'll be on the Irish team, of course. In the same race, Katrina McGranahan, she come back into good form. She returned 22:46. That will get her on the team. So well done to her. That's encouraging for her. So she's been working hard towards this target. So well done to her. And then two other Finn Valley girls will be also on the team. Kay Byrne, Finn Valley. She finished second in her age category, 24:37. So she's going to be on the team, as is Noreen Boner from Finn Valley. Now, she had a great World Masters race, of course, back a couple of, I don't know how long ago it is now, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks ago, and she finished fourth in the World Masters in Spain. Today she finished second in her age category. She will be on the team. Then we come to the men. Well, a couple of good news stories there. Martin Kerr is from Thanet. He competes and runs with Milford Athletic Club. Today he finished second in his age category, that's over 65. And the interesting thing is he was only 7 seconds down on the winner, Paul Elliott of Belfast. And Paul Elliott, going back many, many years, was a very serious athlete with various Belfast clubs. So Martin Kerr coming in late to the sport, but really a big, big plus for his club and a big, big plus for the Thanet man. So well done to Martin Kerr. He will gain an international vest. So an international vest for Thanet there. And Barry Harn from Castle Finn Valley, he will be on the team as well. He finished third in his category and just in front of him, 2 seconds. So there's a great battle between two Donegal athletes, both of whom will be on the team. Kieran Doherty, who of course is married to Teresa McGloin, who I mentioned earlier. Kieran was second in his age category, and Barry was third, 2 seconds between them. So those guys will be leading the attack for Ireland in their age category. So well done to them. That's Barry Hearn from Castlefin, and Kieran Doherty from over Burton Port. He competes out of Letterkenny. So well done to them. Now, there are a couple of other athletes who may make the team, and I'm kind of confirming those who are on the team pretty much, but there's a good strong possibility that Claire McGuigan from the Leinster Van Club finished fifth today in her age category. She may make the team, and that would be a good positive development for her. And Kieran McGonigal from Letterkenny Athletic Club, he also finished fifth in his age category, and a strong possibility that he may be called into the team as well. But we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait for the official announcement of the teams. But really strong performances from the master athletes. And, I would be scared about the fact that we weren't competitive in the senior women or the senior men from any Donegal individual. No Donegal individual athlete was competitive in the men or the women, to be honest about it. So that's maybe a wee bit scary going forward, but we'll have to wait and see how the winter breaks down. So that was the story. Great result from Mia McCalmont. Tricia Doherty, the outstanding athlete at the end of the day in the Masters division.
Patsy, supposedly looking forward to next weekend. What is coming up in the athletics world for us in the next number of weeks? Cross country, no doubt, will be taking centre stage.
Absolutely, it's all about cross country right now. So basically, next Saturday, all our young athletes are headed towards Antrim at the Greenmount College, and it's even ages, and Donegal athletes will be prominent there, and there will be big Donegal contingent travelling next Saturday. And then, of course, the following Sunday, the 4th of November, the Donegal Senior Cross Country Championships, which is the highlight of the cross country season, and the underage relays, which is always a good day, actually, an interesting day because of the relays with the youngsters and then the seniors, and who's going to win the senior individual Donegal title, to get into the history books, and who's going to take the team titles. Letterkenny won the women's last year for the first time in their history. Nearly 50 years it took, but it was an exciting victory by Letterkenny last year. And of course, Finn Valley won the men's last year. But will the same thing happen again? Well, we'll have to wait until the 4th of November to see.